This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Canada's Ontario province Friday declared a state of emergency over trucker-led protests clogging the capital and disrupting trade with the United States, as Premier Doug Ford vowed to do whatever it takes to end the blockades. The capital, Ottawa, has been clogged with hundreds of big rigs for 2 weeks, while three border crossings have been shut down by truckers demanding an end to all COVID health restrictions. The Vila Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor, Ontario, and the U.S. city of Detroit is used daily by more than 40,000 commuters and tourists, along with trucks carrying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of goods each day on average, about one quarter of all Canada-U.S. trade. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is under mounting pressure to get the situation under control, with Washington calling on its northern neighbor to use federal powers to end the blockades. The United States said on Friday Russia is again massing more troops near Ukraine and an invasion could come at any time, perhaps before the end of this month's Winter Olympics. In his starkest warning yet to Americans in Ukraine to get out now, President Joe Biden said he would not send troops to rescue U.S. citizens in the event of a Russian assault. Quote, things could go crazy quickly, Biden told NBC. Biden was due to hold a phone call on Friday to discuss the crisis with the leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Poland, and Romania, as well as the heads of NATO and the EU. U.S. officials believe the crisis could be reaching a critical point, with rhetoric from Moscow hardening, six Russian warships reaching the Black Sea, and more Russian military equipment arriving in Belarus.